Hey everyone, welcome to the Tell All, a wonderful podcast about reality TV. That's Jesse, my famous co-host on the drums.
I'm a drum professional. R.I.P. Neil Peart.
Oh my gosh, this is too depressing. I think I'm going to have to take a moment of silence to pay respect to Neil Peart. R.I.P. This is the Notch, by the way. I'm sorry, Nacho Nova.
You're not Eric. Oh, you're Nacho.
Yeah, I'm Nacho. I mean, I'm the Notch on our radio show that we perform together.
But your real name is Nacho.
That's correct. Ignacio Nova. You better believe it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, come on. I like to be familiar with my friends because I consider our listeners to be friends. Mm-hmm. So we love to talk about reality TV, and we love to do this with special guests sometimes. Please welcome to the show this week our very special guest. His name is Irvin. What's happening, Irvin?
Hello, babies. Hey, nice to be back on the tell-all.
It's nice to have you back, Irvin.
It's true. Thank you for coming back to our wonderful award-winning show.
Off camera, excuse me, for the people that are just following on the audio podcast, I'm cheering the Notch and Jesse for the tell-all and for the great conversations that we're about to have.
Hey, a lot of great watching, too, that preceded these conversations.
Love television.
Love television.
And conversations that accompanied the watching of these TV shows. We just couldn't get enough. So every single week, it feels like it's like a real serious week of drama. I bite my fingernails down to the cuticles. I draw blood.
It gets so close to the skin.
He gets really pale by the end of the end of the show.
Hey, if any of our listeners are investors, here's a little tip. Invest in popcorn. Oh my gosh, because we eat so much when we watch these shows.
Yeah, we're here for it, and we love to eat popcorn.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And my nutritionist is really unhappy with me.
She's got you on Skinny Pop.
Yeah.
It's true, and I think it's kind of a judgmental sort of name for a product.
Yeah.
So I stay away from it. Like, there's the cereal bars that are called Think Thin, you know what I mean? It's like, why do you gotta shame me? Please, please. And I know I'm on a fitness regimen, you and me. We I don't know if we've talked about this on Morning Drive, the show that we co-host together, but listen, it's a lot to consider. We need to escape from our fitness regimens, our daily grinds, our jobs, folks. We need these TV shows. So why don't we get into the, this week, what do you say? We talk about The Bachelor first. This is our Bachelor Mansion segment. Wait. Here, look, let me start it over. Okay. Bachelor Mansion. Well, welcome to the Bachelor Mansion. It's like the most dramatic place to be.
That's real nice.
Got
in here.
Got hot in here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what they should do? You know that the bartender in Mexico that they fired from the show?
What was his name? Chewy? No, not Chewy.
Jorge?
Jorge.
Juan.
Yeah.
Pedro. Like the five Mexican-ass names. Pancho. Juan.
Pancho is my grandpa's name.
Me too.
Yeah.
It is sad that they like got rid of him, right? Because he was like the only authentic part of
it. It's true.
He was a scapegoat.
But they should bring him to the mansion. Have him serving the drinks because everybody is clearly wasted.
Become the new bachelor.
Like, that second point of view also, right? Like, they need to talk to the bartender about it.
Well, one thing that's already interesting about this season of The Bachelor is that this guy, Mr. Peter Airplanehead, he is keeping
Peter
around.
Pilot. He's Peter Pilot.
Pilot
that's cute.
Pete.
Peter Altitude Eater.
I hate him.
He's keeping around. Here's something that may be endearing about Peter. And I'm not a Peter head, believe me. This is something that I think may turn you around. He's keeping around, at least from my experience with The Bachelor, in the last, 5 years I've been watching this show?
Ooh, more POC.
Exactly right, Grandma.
Because he is a POC.
What is his connection to people of color?
Is it Cuban? Is it Cuban?
I think he might be.
Is it Cuban?
I couldn't tell you, Grandma, but I mean...
Either way, he's a POC, and he speaks Spanish, the first episode or the second... they went to his parents' wedding anniversary, and everyone was speaking Spanish.
Okay.
So it's interesting because usually on this show, they have a white person who gets rid of all the minority contestants in the first few episodes. And there's just like a bunch of blonde white people competing for the prize for the last 8 weeks, mm-hmm. you know? And this is a trend that I've seen continue for every single season of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise for the last five, six years. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to finally see somebody who is there from a different walk of life and who thinks differently and sees the world differently. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so different already.
Yeah, he's a lot more open and I don't know. Hopefully we'll have our first POC Bachelorette. Is that what you would call her? Or
Bachelorette.
Fiance?
Mrs. Bachelor.
Mrs. Bachelor.
Mrs. Pilot Pete.
Mrs. Pilot Pete.
Mrs. Altitude.
Yeah. Mrs. Turbulence.
She wishes.
So, well, let's hope she's not turbulent.
Hold on.
Do you remember all these? Like, we were on such a ride for this.
I feel like
there's
like Champagne Gate, right? Like, Pilot Pete was confronting Chelsea about calling Hannah Ann the B word. And then she, like, locked herself in the bathroom to cry. Am I remembering this
They
right?
do this a lot. They yeah. do lock themselves in the bathroom and cry.
And she's, like, crying to Alexa, like, talking about, like, why would I steal the champagne?
Mm-hmm. And Hannah...
Oh, yeah.
Hannah Ann, I think, will be one of the last, like, three girls that he
has. Because she's a phony practice baloney.
But also... Old Hannah B was a phony practice baloney.
And he loved her. Oh, god damn it.
Yes. Anger.
Anger, yeah. So she was also phony practice baloney.
We need Christina back.
What happened to her?
This is what I want to know.
You know, I mean, it's just like, it seems like some...
Also, no comment.
That's not... that wasn't in the notes for this week, so I don't know if we're allowed really should be talking about this.
No, it's his long lost love.
But what I would love to talk about... is Sydney. Oh my gosh.
Sydney.
She was the one that was the last week that was getting the champagne in her face. The villain.
She's the
girl
villain.
That tried to down it all cool and then like it came
and
all
then
the
it
way
came on her
up.
Face.
Yeah, it came
that
all
sucks
over her
that
face.
Like they decided to show that. That's embarrassing for her.
It happens to a lot of people.
The editors made a decision. They're like,
yeah,
fuck
they're
it.
Like, fuck this bitch. Like, she was mean to Hannah Ann the night before, Was it the same night?
And we're not Hannah Ann heads. We're not.
Are we? Yeah, we're not Hannah Ann heads. But also, she was being mean.
She was.
For no reason.
I agree with you, and I believe that this is something that is probably not a fluke. This is something where she's establishing herself as this kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
There does not seem to be any doubt about it at this point. It was a lot of damage control, right? At the beginning of this episode, Peter was trying to find the truth out because it turns out like he's having second thoughts about a lot of what's going on about these women, a lot of what he thinks he knows about them. And specifically, he focuses on, what's her name? Aleia. Oh, like Leia from Star
Leia,
Wars.
God damn it. She's Aleia.
That was my mnemonic device to remember mm-hmm. her. So that's one of the people that he spends a lot of time focusing on this week, right? I think mm-hmm. that's the, I don't know.
I think the girls in the house focused more on her because she's like a fake-o, I guess. But he likes her and the girls don't like her.
Right? Because she's being a funny baloney?
Mm-hmm.
Understandable. I mean, that's not going to do anybody any good.
That's true.
Any sort of Bachelor standout moments from this week?
Mm-hmm. They went through, like, Peter's hometown. That was kind of weird. They're, like, showing, like, the general store and shit.
Oh, yeah.
There was line dancing.
Oh,
I guess
sucked.
He loves that.
That was frightening to me.
Yeah.
You were
Fuck
talking about
guy.
That on a different Eat My Shorts.
Yeah.
This podcast we do.
This is fucking... Hello, the Texas podcast.
I remember
podcast.
That.
They were doing line dancing and
Victoria P loved it.
She loved it.
Yeah.
Victoria P.
She's like, I fucking love this country western shit.
She was chewing
Let's
tobacco.
Just keep doing cowboy shit all the time. Just shooting her revolvers everywhere.
She had like the big spiderweb tattoo in her elbow to indicate that mm-hmm. she was into white supremacy.
Yeah, she loved Kesha from like 2009.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She like washed her mouth with whiskey in the morning.
And Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
The line dancing, it looks like, remember when you used to go to those K-pop shows? It looked kind of like that.
Of course, all the time.
When everybody's doing those things in unison. Yeah, Irvin and Jesse would, yeah, I think that's where you all met, right?
I was doing Dance Dance Revolution for sure, like in 08, 09.
Oh, hey, I was doing that. Listen, I don't want to sound super cool, but I can't help it with the thing I'm about to say. I was doing that in like 2003.
So like they're fucking leaving that fucking that line dancing shit, right? And I guess they go back to Casa Bachelor, and we see like Kelsey and Hannah Ann like just kind of like chilling for a bit.
Hannah Ann, I'm not sure if I trust Hannah Ann. I think she might be somebody who is questionable in terms of trustworthiness,
like not human.
She could be a pod person. You never know. Yeah. But she's kind of, sort of like a Leia, you know, like somebody who, like, I don't trust a damn thing she says.
She may be, like, digitally altered and, like, entered into the Bachelor TV show.
Yeah, like The Matrix, right? Mr. Anderson.
She may not even be there. She may already be passed away.
Mr. Harrison.
Mr. Pilot Pete.
Yeah. I don't trust either of them. It's very, very, very frightening. So they do the silly bit with Fred Willard, right? What is that?
They accuse him of bad shit.
Oh, no, Fred Willard?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
He's been Weinstein'd out of Hollywood for sure.
Fred Willard, is that why he's doing The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Is that true? Why would they keep him on there?
Listen, I'm just here to report the news. I feel like that was the biggest part of episode 3, is that fucking shit going all over that girl's face.
I thought that was episode 2.
Well, it was the fallout of Champagne Gate.
Was it at all like, because you know how in like porn?
I do know, but you don't even have to explain further.
Yeah. So, do you think that's at all pleasing to not see for the male eye?
Seeing a girl
like put champagne on her face,
drink,
not cool, right? Doesn't like.
I'm gonna let the not speak speech. I'm going to let the Notch speak on this. Excuse me.
Grandma, would you please finish your statement?
No, I don't want to. You guys are being weird about us. So I don't even want to.
What do you mean?
I'm not being weird.
Hey, you're being weird. You have your little eyes.
He just wants to completely understand before he responds.
So is it like, dudes, don't... I don't want to talk about this.
Please, no.
You brought it up.
No.
This is really bad.
We need to know what you mean.
Bachelor is a Disney show, everybody. Sure.
Well, they get fucking everybody blackout drunk every single night. Where there was that sexual assault a couple years ago.
And they try to fucking make it seem like, okay, the rose... We know what you're doing. Don't fucking try to play dumb with the
rose
shit.
Means hymen.
Right. The tell-all.
Hymen. Yikes.
Yeah. All right. We know Kelsey called Hannah Ann the B-word. Bitch, bully, take your pick. And then she locked herself in the bathroom to cry.
Jeez. Oh, God.
Too much.
To me, those are the big... I mean, I don't even know what the hell what you would consider to be the big takeaway from this episode. Alay is the villain. I guess things are shifting a little bit in terms of the lineup here.
We moved on to dinner, right? It took place in like a fucking airplane hangar or some shit. We get it. He's a fucking pilot. Do we have to keep doing, like, airplane gimmicks and shit? Depressurizing people?
Well, I guess somebody's a little upseat. Upseat in seat number
class,
one.
Baby.
Yeah, 3D.
Yeah. Spirit Airlines.
You never know, folks. Well, anything else for The Bachelor this week? It was sort of not a bunch going on, right? Other than checking out Peter's hometown.
No, they did a little bit of, like, I don't know, what do you call that? Like, not outreach. Backstory? Like, Victoria's story is pretty upsetting.
Oh, yeah. She does cry when she's telling him all that stuff. Remember?
She became a caretaker, like, super young.
Okay, so she was the person this episode, sort of like Christina, where... She didn't know her parents, right? It was like the real kind of dramatic backstory. And so he does give her the rose that week. She's safe. She is not on the chopping block. And he is struck dumb by her compelling story. Grandma, you remember this.
What was her story? I remember she had a real sad story, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, not Christina sad. But she was talking about growing up as a adopted kid. Is that correct?
Well, she was in a foster care.
Well, that means she's adopted, right?
Well, I don't know, she didn't have any parents.
Mm-hmm. So she could potentially be like an adult who graduates from foster school, right? Or not graduate, but stays there until they're an adult.
Yeah. I think that's what she was, right? Or did she have actual parents?
Well, at some point. Birth parents, anyway.
I mean, at one point she did.
Yeah, at one point.
At the first point.
Mm-hmm. But after
she came from somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's most of the end of the episode is devoted to Peter trying to figure out whether Alea is
legit,
somebody of integrity.
Miss Texas, baby, the Texas podcast.
She's from San Antonio, yeah.
Woo! Not the Texas podcast. Excuse me, a Texas podcast.
We are a podcast based in Austin, right. Texas, Grackle Studio. Please,
she's fucking drinking that red wine.
Oh, like UB40 saying about.
Yeah, wearing the never nude Daisy Duke shorts from Tobias Fünke.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and so
with a little pilot's hat.
We saw a lot of the ladies getting out aggression on each other during the pillow fight in the ring, you know, like that was one of the highlights of the episode. Dammy from the previous season was one of the ring MC people, you know. And she was getting into it too, because of course she loved to see. I mean, they were showing these shots of these women all over crawling on each other. It was like watching the, what do you call it, jello wrestling or something. If you would ask anybody, any of the viewers, that would probably be the highlight of the week. And also Peter trying to figure out the truth with Alea.
Yeah, and Alea was super down to fucking fight too, right? And
she was down to clown.
Yeah.
And it turns out that he comes to the conclusion.
He does. Yeah, he takes everyone's word and, like, he, like, confronts everybody.
Oh, no.
Like, if you hear some gossip from one of the girls, like, oh, is it true that you called her a bully? Or, I don't know.
Well, he comes to a incredible decision in this episode. He cuts her. He cuts Alea. He gives her the axe.
Oh, yeah.
She's out of there.
She's goners.
No goodbye.
Fuck that.
We don't get to see the dramatic scene with the luggage in the corner of the room or anything.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Mm-mm. Nope. She's out of there.
I wanted to see more Leia.
But then the cliffhanger was where he thought he didn't make the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then they say, coming up next week. And then we see Leia again.
And then we see Leia. But I think that's a trick. That's another trick for us.
Like Hannaby. I don't believe it. So what a wonderful week at Bachelor drama, right?
Bachelor.
What happened with the women on the group date? So what would we have, like Kiara, Sarah, Tammy, Kelly, Savannah.
These are good.
Molasses, Cheyenne, Sydney, Alea. Oh, Alea got fucking removed.
Well, yeah, that was the group date with the pillow fighting, right?
And Demi was the MC. And Demi, she was the villain, right? To be
at like, one point.
At one point. And now everyone loves her. I love her now.
It's true.
She's cool.
She has changed. We learn more about her on Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's a hero. And she's also from Texas. Even though at first she seemed like a real dumb asshole.
Well, part of Texas.
Probably Dallas, right?
Yeah, probably Dallas, right?
Probably D-Town.
I think she's from Dallas.
I think she's from East Dallas, you guys.
She's a little...
ED? I
think she's from the E-Triple-D, yeah.
Okay, so sounds like she could use help from our sponsor, Blue Chew.
For her erectile dysfunction.
That's what the E stands for.
Their advertisers coming up this week. You'll hear their ad during the break.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's probably everything you need to know about The Bachelor this week. Thank you very much, everyone. That was Bachelor Mansion. Woo!
Good luck, Peter.
They fucking removed a lot of people then, I guess.
They did remove a lot
of people. He did get rid of a few minorities.
Alea, goodbye.
We're keeping an eye on you, Peter, please. Okay, so we love this segment, we love this show, and we love being able to do a wonderful show devoted to so many wonderful reality TV programs. Mm-hmm. Each one of us is excited about this. We have a cool commercial to play right now, and we think it's going to make your life better. Otherwise, we wouldn't like accept these sponsorship deals. You are going to want to purchase these products and services. So we're going to give you time to listen to the ad, and we're going to be right back. After this, I would consider it like community service, you know?
Not even what the county considers it.
No.
I did guys from work. And smoky bars? Forget it. And the internet? Too hard. So I was happy when I discovered Nightline. It's the easy way for busy people to meet. It's immediate. You pick up the phone and bam, bam, you're there. And when I talk to someone, it's easy for me to let down my hair. You'll like Nightline. Plus, it's free to try.
Call 216-453-1000.
Welcome back to the Tell All Everyone. That's Jesse on the drums, by the way. Jesse is my co-host. This is The Notch. Hello.
Hey, guys. Did you love my drum solo?
I did.
I did it just for you.
Whoa. Thank you, Jesse. Woo. The audience is going wild, I bet. Oh, shit. Hey, and also we have a special guest, Irvin. Hello, Irvin.
I feel like the audience loved the drum solo.
I think they did.
I tried so hard.
She did. She was practicing for a while before the show. Yeah, and now she's got tears.
I was practicing in the bathroom. I feel most confident.
Gosh, she's all like emotionally drained and physically drained. Mm-hmm. Wonderful show. Thank you, Jesse. Okay, look, she's raring to go. Okay, she's still beating the sticks against each other. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so welcome back to the show, everybody. We got so much more to talk about. And right now we have one thing that we would love to talk about.
Fuck yeah.
So we have the privilege of watching several shows each week. Do you know what I mean? Like, our TV has a function where we can change the channel.
And we have so many apps. We're app heads.
Yeah, it is something that is true about us.
We are app heads.
We are app heads. And so I think it's, like, really smart that whoever invented the television and invented the ability to change a channel. Because it's like, sometimes you get tired of one thing, so you want to go to a different thing.
Yeah, we're really good at changing channels and turning up the volume.
Yeah. And
down.
And so one of the channels that we turn it to is the Bravo channel. And one of the shows that they show on the Bravo channel is Vanderpump Rules. And this is our Vanderpump Rules segment, like we said. So, like, without any further sort of delay... Oh, God. Without any sort of further delay or hemming and hawing, why don't we just, like, start the Vanderpump Rules segment? It's true. Featuring all of these people. There's so
all
many people.
All of our best friends. Yeah.
As I speak, I'm just, like, my hair is going kind of, like, in slow motion behind me.
It's true. You have a fan in front of you, and all this shit is like blowing in slow motion.
There's so many frames
per second in this room. Irvin has his cape on right now.
Yeah, Muhammad's behind me. Ken's friend, you know, Lisa Vanderpump's fucking husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, folks, Lisa Vanderpump's so well connected. Hey, and in this episode, we watched like the pop-up video version of it, so we got all these cool facts when we were watching it too.
I enjoyed those.
Hey, she doesn't like Lisa Vanderpump wears each outfit once on camera and then
she
donates it.
She's never worn an outfit twice.
Yeah,
isn't
never.
Isn't that crazy?
She gives them to Stassi, who then gives it to Shayna, who then gives it to Elena.
Hey, I think we got... We were all very happy because it was a Stassi-heavy episode, right?
So happy.
She's our friend.
We talked about this offline.
It's true. And we all know her and love her from episode 1, season 1. And now she's got a book release party, and it's happening at Tom Tom, and apparently one of the Toms did not know about this.
One of the Toms got very upset and sent her a very, very angry text message.
Yeah, and they showed like the split screen of Stassi from like 2012 and Stassi in 2020 to kind of illustrate that she hasn't really changed, and like why Tom Sandoval is still triggered by her behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But you know, like, he was acting the same way that he acts in episode 1 as well.
That's true.
Total hothead, just going from 0 to 55.
Was our extra footage season 1 episode 1 is Tom Sandoval putting all that fucking hair product in his hair, right?
Yeah. That was like episode 1 where they're introducing you to the character and how he just spends this long just doing all this shit. He loves product, and this is an accusation that was thrown at me last week, and I don't love product.
You do.
I don't. What product? What wonderful product do I have? I think the most expensive thing that we got was the one that we got at Bird's Barbershop that we didn't know was expensive.
Mr. Hollywood gets his haircut at Bird's Barbershop.
Yeah, see? Okay.
No, come
He's
on.
He's always going to get a nice haircut.
A branded barbershop in town. Yeah.
Grassman and Straws.
Wow.
He sets his appointment and everything.
Those are like above $20 for sure.
Oh, way above.
Hey, yeah, but they give me like a beer.
They lure him with alcohol.
A beer.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we all pay $10 to go and get a beer at a bar.
This makes sense to me.
This is not true.
Anyhow, lose it, folks. We're getting off track.
I pay $2.
For a haircut? I'm concerned.
For a beer at the bar.
No, yeah.
$15.
What bars do you go to without me?
The tell-all.
The tell-all.
Very interesting. Okay. This is news that's new to me, folks.
Well, that's why it's news, right? Because it's new to you.
And it's not olds.
What's up with Stassi's mom fucking popping in?
Oh, she's destructive.
Dana, baby?
She's toxic.
There's two Danas.
She's not nice. She's not nice.
Stassi's mom is not nice. Right. And you know what? That's why Stassi's cool, because she had to endure a shitty childhood. This builds character,
hey, I heard. Is that why I'm cool? Because I had to endure a shitty childhood?
Grandma, is that why I'm cool? Because I had to endure a shitty childhood?
Wait, answer my question.
But you have to answer my question, too.
Oh, no.
Anyhow, we were talking about Stassi. We don't have to talk about it ourselves.
There's two Danas and there's two Bretts, and neither of them have any fucking decency.
Two Danas. Dana Berger, I get it. We also get to hear finally from Charlie in this episode, okay? We've
you
seen
love
her.
Charlie.
We were talking about Charlie off mic when we in the theater room. They had always shown her on camera in these episodes, but like, she wasn't talking, all right? So finally she gets to talk, and they apparently have, I guess, I don't know if this is real life or if this is just editing, but they say she's like Sheena's doppelganger, you know?
I don't think so.
I love Charlie.
It doesn't really look like she is Sheena's doppelganger. I don't think they act the same. Mm-hmm. But yes, looking forward to more from Charlie in season 8.
Sheena and Danica, please.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? A little bit less from Max and Brett, because they're both piles of shit.
Yeah, and put us in the show.
Yeah, and you know what? The thing is,
the
I don't feel bad.
Bartender?
I don't feel bad because they would probably say the exact same thing. Irvin has bar back, you know what I mean? The complete team right there.
Just cleaning glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we could probably work out cool routines. You know how people have, like, tricks in the bar?
You'll throw all the glasses at me and I have to catch them or else they break on my head.
Like, you pull it, like, you know how you bring that dishwasher rack that's full of the glasses? You bring it out and then you just pop one out and roll it across your shoulders over to me and toss it into my head.
You grab it and then turn it into, like, an $85 drink.
Yeah. Yeah. All these, like, fucking truffle shavings, whatever I do. What's
just
whatever.
Just burning it with a blowtorch.
Yeah. Who wants a truffle teeny?
Sir Ali, baby. 2020, we're coming.
And look out for cool, legit bootleg merchandise from the Tell All Pod coming in 2020.
The first shirt will be like, fuck Max. That's what I want to say.
And Brett. And we don't mean in a literal sense, like Sheena. Like Sheena did. They're having a boys' day at the bar. All right, everybody's there. Jax, Tom,
Max immediately starts, like, you know, peacocking all over the place.
He's a real piece of shit. And it is great to see Sheena come in and crash the situation.
Loved it.
Because
with the receipts.
She has always done this sort of thing, too. This is something that is completely Sheena, you know?
Sheena came in, showed the receipts all over the fucking place.
Oh, yeah, all the text messages.
In fact, I feel like her verbal shit that she was saying, she was being very forceful about it because she was showing Max that if he even fucking tried to deny it, she would just show the camera.
Yeah, and they did show little, like, screenshots of that stuff,
Why
too.
Why would he try to deny it, you think?
Because he's a stupid liar. Mm-hmm. Stupid idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right about him a couple episodes ago when I said he was probably, like, tag
team. Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot. Asshole scumbag.
He's a fuckboy, according to Sheena. This is what she said.
Yeah, but you were saying the worst sort.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, like, lying about it.
Yeah, exactly. He's not even being truthful.
I mean, why? Why live this sort of life? You wake up and you're going to deceive everybody in your day-to-day life? What kind of reality is this? Max is guilty of this. Brett is guilty of this. Mm-hmm. Sheena is being characterized as being guilty of this. Mm-hmm. But apparently, no. We know Sheena better than this.
She called it out, but she still makes it hard to root for her. Just
She does because yeah. she's wacky. But I mean, it's funny because they have a little clip of her like naming a penguin after somebody or something, like, you know, like, oh, she's, yeah. we know she knows she's wacky.
I love her.
Oh, she bought him an Apple Watch.
She keeps bringing up the Apple Watch as well.
She's like, listen, I'm just going to fucking buy an Apple Watch for whoever the fuck. You asshole.
So she does make it hard to root for her, but she is on the right side. You
but
can
I
tell,
do love her.
Mm-hmm. You can tell that she is somebody who is not fooling around, at least in this season.
So, okay, and then it was a weird-ass fight in this episode. Besides this, it was Stassi and Tom Sandoval for some reason.
Oh, yeah, it was a big one.
What the fuck was happening? She had, like, a book signing, I guess, at TomTom?
He didn't know about it, right?
Okay.
She wakes up, and he sent her these messages overnight, and he was saying he's going to physically remove her from the club, right?
Yikes. He's going to throw her out of the club.
And his gripe is these people have to work 12-hour shifts because he doesn't have the staff to work the event because it's early in the morning, etc.
And this is a big misunderstanding because, like, Tom Schwartz had told Sandoval about it, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but they were out drinking and partying with James. Yeah. Your boy, James.
My favorite. James.
James.
Canada.
It's true.
British accent.
What do you call it? Grammy award-winning artist James Kennedy.
He did win one for that.
Did he?
See you next Tuesday. What? Hello?
Yeah, so he was there drinking with the Toms, and maybe that's probably why Tom Sandoval's memory of it was hazy. Okay, but he's super overreacting in those text messages, so Stassi lets him have it at TomTom, apparently in front of people who were there to, like, see her, talk about her book, and attend the Q&A and get an autograph from her, you know? So they loved it. I learned this from the pop-up video part. But apparently Tom was pissed off, and then he kind of storms out of TomTom directly after that, and he goes home. I learned from pop-up video.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He does go home.
He also had a spider bite.
Well, yeah, he had a spider bite.
Who?
And spider bit him.
Tom Sandoval.
Where?
On his arm, I guess.
Whenever he finally showed up at TomTom.
How did you notice?
Just after a trip to the ER.
Yeah, because he was showing his spider bite and he was talking about it.
I didn't mention that. I noticed that. Look, I got a spider bite.
But look, you have a spider bite.
Look right here.
Hey, remember a few years ago you had a spider bite, like a big spider bite?
Oh, a huge one on my leg? Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was.
What happened out of it? Did it get big?
It got big, like a huge bruise, like internal bleeding.
Did you, like, grow six more eyes?
She was showing people, like, I had to pull down my pants and show them.
I did not.
Yes, remember you made me pull down my pants and show people? Because I was
just crying.
I'm not fooling around. This is serious. You were making me show people. Oh, yeah?
Look.
Like Eddie. Who else was I was showing people?
Oh yeah, you were showing people. That was cool.
And remember they were calling me like
you love showing
spider
people.
Bite spider, spider bite spider guy
call spider him spider boy. Bite notch
yeah. And then they gave you like some aloe they had at their house because they felt bad for you.
I have that too right still.
And they like sewed pants that had like 8 openings to them.
Yeah, just in case for the future. Right. I did briefly have powers where I was emitting a lot of excess web.
So to speak.
Yeah. But it was a hell of a superpower, and it seems to be dwindling, but I'm trying to work it back up.
That's a cool superpower.
So what a wonderful... So does anybody have anything cool that they would like to add to this week of Vanderpump? Any sort of takeaway? You know what I thought?
Uh-huh.
What happened to Kristen?
Hey.
What happened to Ariana?
Yeah.
Hey, what happened to Raquel?
Yeah. And where's Billy?
Hey, Billy. We still have this question, all right? What's going on? Give us some news, folks.
And where's Carter?
If you're going to make these people characters, you got to, like, give the audience the respect to let them know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
We're not dumb.
They can't just be in the background. They have to be there.
Or if you kick them off, say, hey, okay, so-and-so's gone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, my one takeaway from this fucking episode was I like that Stassi kind of yelled at Sandoval about him being a fucking asshole. Because he was being an asshole, all things considered.
It was righteous anger.
Yeah.
Stassi was being righteous.
And then she got banned?
Did she get banned?
That was a threat. I mean, potentially, I think, right?
It seems like it. I don't think he would.
We don't know. I don't know.
She's gold.
We're on pins and needles, folks.
Mm-hmm. I'm wearing my Stassi shirt.
if it's available, mm-hmm. for sure. Hey, we should, okay, still one of the things on our, one of the action items on our list, we still got to check out the Stassi podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And now we should check out the Stassi book, the Super Basic Bitch or whatever it's called. Next Level Basic.
Yeah. And I'm going to go to the printing spot and get the picture of Stassi with that big fucking Ash Wednesday on her forehead. As yeah. That's it, just the big head on my shirt.
Yeah.
That's cool. What
I
want.
I guess that was one of my favorite parts of the entire show, right?
Stassi getting grumpy?
It's my birthday.
Well, because like we were I mean, it was all leading up to that, right?
Yeah.
Because she got that angry text message and...
It was dramatic.
Yeah.
Fucking Jax.
But she's been so chill lately, which was, it was a little surprising to see her get that angry. So I thought she had
kind of... Well, because he was really...
I thought she was past that, though, like, to get so angry.
Here's the thing. Her emotions aren't happening in a vacuum. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. the reason she got there...
Yeah, I know why she got
is
there.
Is because Tom Sandoval, you have to... Like, you never thought he'd get to that point. You thought he would be past that kind of behavior, you know what I mean? Mm. So you have to look at his behavior, which caused her to react like that. Because he shouldn't, I mean, where's he coming from? Why is he saying he's going to physically eject her just because it's something that he forgot about?
It's just that owner's, like, fucking ego getting to him.
Yeah, and she's essentially making money for the bar. Like, they're right. all spending money on drinks. And
also, like, the fact that they feel like they're, like, beneath, like, bartending for Tom Tom, but yet they're bartending for fucking, for sir, like, come mm-hmm. on, get over yourself.
That's like how, you know, like, I like cartooning. You know how, like, mm-hmm. Jim Davis liked cartooning, right. but
he didn't like Mondays?
Nah, and Garfield got big, so he got all these people to do it for him, all the gags, all the drawings. I know he hates Mondays and he hates life, you know?
Poor Garfield.
It's just how it goes.
He's alive still?
Jim Davis, yeah. Yeah, he's aging.
But he became a conservative. Oh, no, what's his name? It's Jim Davis?
Yeah, the guy who makes Garfield. I'm sure he's a conservative.
Oh, no, excuse me, not Jim Davis. I was thinking of the Dilbert guy.
Oh, he's a super Scott conservative, Adams. Too, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hardcore conservative. He loves, I think he actually did suck Donald Trump's dick.
Right. On like, the
for reals.
On the plane.
Yeah.
With Dershowitz and Matt Groening. Ew. This is not a part of the tell-all.
Ew.
Okay.
Vanderpump, baby.
So, folks, that was the Vanderpump Rules segment. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that we love this show, and we're going to be talking about it every single week, okay? So, stay tuned. Do you have any predictions? Anybody for next week?
I predict mm-hmm. that Sheena will be in a relationship in, I guess, not next week, but the week after next.
With who? With who? Or is that still to be decided?
I just know she'll be in a relationship.
Like Max or Brett?
Whoa.
One of them, right?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe both.
Hopefully Tom Sandoval.
Bombshell. Folks, you hit her here first.
And Jax with Andy.
I think mm-hmm. the next episode is going to feature a lot more Kristen. I think it's going to feature a dash more Ariana. And I think we're going to get to see Jax getting right back into this episode. And I would
cheating.
I wouldn't doubt, folks, if we see a big blow between Tom and Whoa. Tom that could threaten to blow up Tom
in Vegas, which is interesting because they ended this episode with them like basically fucking each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh yeah,
wanting to be Little Spoon.
Yeah, they were
two little spoons.
They're being very friendly.
Yeah, the spoons turned around on each other. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Folks, we are going to see if these two spoons are going to be in alignment in the following episode. But that is Vanderpump Rules for this week. All right, so there you go. And I guess it's about time we take a little bit of a commercial break. What do you say, folks? We have been blessed in this life, and we have commercial sponsors to share with you. We want you to buy these products and services. We'll be right back.
Is Elvis alive? Judge for yourself by calling the 900 number on your television screen. Hear what could be the incredible Elvis phone call. listen to the newest and longest recording ever, just released from the original taped conversation purportedly of Elvis recorded about 4 years after the 16th of August, 1977. Call 1-900-909-ELVIS. Call now. Experience what may be the most shocking story of our time.
Show me how you do it.
Welcome back to the Tell All Folks. This is the Notch. I mean, you know, Nacho. I don't really need to go by the Notch. It's just like...
Yeah, you're Nacho now.
I have to get out of the habit because that's just what I go by professionally. So this is Nacho Nova. Hello, everyone.
Hi,
I'm
Nacho.
A regular human being. Hello, Jesse, my famous co-host. And hello, Irvin, our famous guest.
Hello, hello, hello.
Our guest is very famous.
Okay, so we've had so many wonderful segments, so many laughs, so many tears during this episode.
Got hungry.
We got hungry. It's about that time, folks. We got thirsty, and we all have to urinate and defecate, believe it or not. We are humans just like you, and we're very regular. Let me just say this, folks. So we got to get out of the studio, but it's been wonderful, folks. Thank you, Irvin, for joining us this week.
Hell yeah. We'll be back with some more, hopefully, Vanderpump's content. I just want to say, it's not about the pasta.
Mm-hmm. It never is, folks. Despite what people make it about, they are just very wrong-headed. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you very much again, as always.
Thanks. Thanks to you.
What?
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I didn't think...
No thanks to you.
I didn't think that was sincere, and I understand.
I know. I'm sorry.
Listen, I had enjoyed myself this episode. Now, that's in question, but I'll be back here next week. I have no choice. It's contractual. So thanks, everyone. Now, let's get back to watching freaking television.